I sort of could do this a little, I think. But then I said to myself, but you're so old. My goodness, you're probably the oldest podcaster there is. And I thought, should I really start this? And then my son said, absolutely, just go for it. He's always been, pushing me a little bit and saying, you like trends. You're on trend usually. And my two sons really were very supportive. And my husband was very supportive. And I said, I'm going to do it. So it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, as you know. And it might not have worked, but I was not afraid to try.
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels, stories of brave and unapologetic women, 50 to 90 years young, who have boldly reimagined life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. Ready for a dose of inspiration? Let's get to it. Hey, Reinvention Rebels. Welcome to another episode of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. I am so glad you're here. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. So glad to have you listening. This is the place to come. If you are looking for inspiration about reinventing yourself, I share amazing stories of bold, unapologetic, fierce women between 50 and 90 that have reinvented themselves in the most interesting, imaginative, and really, really bold ways. So I'm glad you're here. And if you didn't have a chance to check out the last episode with the midlife whisperer, Dr. Ellen Albertson, you got to give it a listen. She is very inspiring. And one of the things I love most was our discussion about self-compassion, something that most of us probably don't have enough of, but really being kind to ourselves, loving ourselves, going easy on ourselves, offering ourselves grace. So important in this complicated world in which we live these days. So if you haven't had a chance to give it a listen, I hope you'll do so. Lots of inspiration just waiting for you. I am very excited about today's episode because you are in for such a treat with Leah Lane, this amazing travel writer. So take a listen to an intro to Leah and then our conversation and sit back and enjoy. Leah Lane has been around the block and around the world to over 100 countries on all continents. You can add Reinvention Rebel to her list. This fabulous travel writer has reinvented herself multiple times, most recently as a podcast host at 79. Leah is host of the award-winning podcast Places I Remember with Leah Lane. She's an award-winning writer, a regular contributor to Forbes.com, and has blogged at sites including HuffPost, Salon, The Daily Beast, CNN, and CN Traveler. She's written for the New York Times and Miami Herald, was a columnist for Gannett Newspapers, and managing editor of Travel Smart Newsletter. Leah has written over 1,000 travel pieces and columns and contributed to Photers guidebooks and unofficial guides. She's authored 8 books, including award winners Solo Traveler, Travel Tales I Couldn't Put in the Guidebooks, and Places I Remember, Tales, Truths, Delights, from 100 countries. Fun facts. Leah's also been communications director of a tech company, an actress, nurse number one in a low-budget indie, an off-Broadway associate producer, a musical playwright off Broadway, and a counselor for foster children. And she's appeared on Jeopardy! Leah Lane, welcome to the Reinvention Rebels guest chair.
Thank you. I'm impressed. I didn't realize I've done all those things.
Well, I'm impressed too. You have done a lot in your 79 plus years, and I am really thrilled that we get to have this conversation today. You are a true reinvention rebel, having reinvented yourself many times, and we have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do.
I wanted to begin by asking you a question about travel. You are an avid traveler, an adventurer, going to places that many people only dream about going. So I want to start by asking you, what sparked your love of travel?
Well, that I do know, because when I was a little girl, I loved to read. You know, I had piles of books by my bed, and it was a great escape for me. And the most favorite books of all were the ones where they were far away. I was in Miami. I grew up in Miami, and you know, it's beautiful, but it's kind of one note in terms of seasons and terrain and so forth. So I would read about places like Switzerland when I would read Heidi, and I'd read about all these other wonderful places around the world, and I would dream about them and think, oh my goodness, it must be wonderful to live there. And I had no idea that I'd ever visit any of them, but it really whetted my appetite. And then when I was 22, my first marriage, on my honeymoon, we were very lucky. We went for 2 months. We had a little British racing green convertible. We were lucky. Yes. And I was in Europe, and we just had the best time, and all of this came to life. And I just thought, I don't believe this. Somebody pinched me. And I just decided then I just wanted to travel. That was a priority. I prioritized it, and I actually made a career out of it. That's how much I prioritized it.
That's amazing that you got that little spark. You got that taste and realized, wow, this is pretty amazing.
It was.
And then you started a whole career in travel. And was that intentional? Did you intentionally look for jobs in travel, or did you somehow fall into it?
I sort of fell into it. I was a mom. I have two sons, and I sort of freelanced for a while and different things. I was always a writer, but it wasn't always about travel. And I think one time I was on a vacation and I saw a group of travel writers, and they were, you know, running around the hotel and looking at things. And I said, is this what you do for a living? And I said, yes. And I said, I think I'd rather do that than many, many other things. Maybe I can try myself. So that was, I remember when the light bulb went off when I saw that, and I thought, maybe I can do this. And when my children got a little bit older, I was able to start traveling. I started a little late, but I made up for it.
Well, you certainly have, when you've been to over 100 different countries. That is incredibly impressive.
Well, it adds up.
It does, right? It does add up. I'm kind of curious about some of your favorite places. If you had to give me your top three of, I mean, you've been to so many places, what would they be?
Well, I think, you know, I've asked this a lot, and I sometimes change around what I like, but I love culture and beauty. I love everything everyone else loves, food, all the good things. And some countries are just blessed, like Italy and France and so forth. But I really loved New Zealand. I felt that was sort of had everything. It just is a wonderful country. Portugal is wonderful. People are discovering it now. For a long time, they hadn't. I was there in the 1970s when no one was going there. It was just on the corner of Europe. And now everyone is going. And it is a lovely place to go. And Antarctica, I was very blessed to be able to go there. And when I did, it felt like I was in another realm. It had a different feeling to it. It was as if I were a guest and not, you know, the main person or the main attraction, and the people were guests. And I think that was a humbling experience that I never forgot. So I've been lucky there.
That's fascinating. It's funny you should mention New Zealand. I agree. I loved New Zealand. I thought it was beautiful and fascinating in so many different micro, you know, climates. Really just so interesting.
Yes, and the people are lovely, and you know, so everything about it.
It's just everything about it makes it a great place to go and travel and see. And it's funny you mentioned Portugal, because That is on my list. I'm moving to Portugal. I'm going to retire in Portugal. I have my heart set on going to Portugal.
Many
and
people
I know,
are.
Yeah, I know.
I just did a podcast episode on that. I think it's episode 51. And I mean, I listened to that and I thought, how could you not want to move to this country? It's just has everything. And, you know, a lot of people said when they heard it, wow, I didn't realize. So, yeah, it's a great little country.
It is. I got to go listen to that episode. I'm like going to mark that down. So, and I, in fact, have a friend that's moving there to retire who's 62 in a few months. Mm-hmm. So I've already got someone who's doing the legwork for me. So I'm
going
to
join you.
Better, right? I love it. I love it. You have reinvented yourself many times in many ways, from being a teacher to owning a communications company to embracing travel writing to now podcasting at 79, which I think is the coolest thing ever that you started podcasting. What has sparked your desire to reinvent yourself?
Well, I've always been curious all my life. I there's so much to see and do, so little time. And I realize it even more, of course, at this age. So I just have always tried to do something new. Writing has been the hub of it, usually. But I've come, you know, in little directions. When I worked at the communications company, I did some of the first interactive movies ever done. It was 1987, I think. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is, you know, interactive. And they didn't even know what to call it and everything. It was really the beginning of this. It was like magic. And I went to Thailand and the Philippines to do two movies. So that was taking me in another direction and in the direction of those products. But I just am curious. I think I just want to know everything I can. And that's just the way I've always been.
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Ripples are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes. I do think that curiosity fuels so many different things. And it's interesting you should say that, because with all the women that I interview that I consider to be reinvention rebels, that is a common theme. These women, right? Whether they're 50 or they're 90, somewhere in between, they have a very curious nature. They're interested in lots of things. They're willing to kind of get out and try things. And you know how it is. Sometimes you try something and it doesn't end up being what perhaps we imagine it's going to be. And sometimes that feels disappointing. But I also think that curiosity can lead us to other things.
Absolutely.
So maybe one thing doesn't work out, right?
Oh.
And we end up somewhere else.
Sometimes, you know, when you travel, sometimes when you get lost, that's the best part. Very often. The spontaneity and what you discover about yourself. And it's the same in life in general. I think you have to be a little bit bold, perhaps, and try and not be afraid to fail. And just enjoy, you know, the opportunities that are given. We all have opportunities if we look for them. And we prioritize what we like and go for it.
I think that that's so true. And these days, needless to say, I think many of us have shifting priorities. after the pandemic and really getting a wake-up call that, I mean, we always knew intellectually that life is short. It can be short and you just don't know. But I think for so many people, it's become much more real after enduring this or losing friends or loved ones or unexpected things happening. That is, I think in some ways it's been good, about the only good thing about it is that, right, it's kind of shaken us up. It's awakened us to the present.
Right.
And I think that's healthy.
Well, I've lost about 2.5 years of not traveling. You know, people say, what are you doing? You're not going anywhere. Well, I've enjoyed it because I'm podcasting. And I think that was one of the reasons I started the podcast. I couldn't go anywhere for so long. I thought, well, I could at least revisit places I've been, memories, and speak to people who I've met along the way, some of them many years ago. And it's just been wonderful. So I've sort of satisfied myself that way. And now I'm ready to go. I'm planning in the next year, hopefully, to keep going. But I've enjoyed the quiet of being able to think about the places I've been. And that's one of the great things about travel, the memories.
Exactly. Exactly. I've enjoyed it as well. That quiet, I feel like, huh, you know, I ran around all the time. And in some ways, I feel like it's been quite an elixir to just calm down and think about what is most important. What do I want to do? And I love that while you weren't traveling, you said, I'm going to start a podcast. So you must tell me about this reinventing yourself as a podcaster at 79. I mean, many people, you know, don't even think of something like that. So I'm really curious about how it actually unfolded and how you got started.
Well, a lot of people, you know, my age thought, what are you doing? You know, this is great. I hear that a lot. But I do. And I just, it's a little bit serious here. In 2020, I did get COVID in March 2020. Mm. And then I got long COVID. And I know you know that that's not so great. And I had that for about 6 months. And then the very same year in 2020, I had breast cancer. I was very, very lucky because I found a lump, a small lump, and I said, oh, I don't want to go into the hospital. This was one of those times when it was so bad and everybody was afraid to go in. And I said, no, I better go in. I'm just going to go in. Sure enough, I caught it early, and I am so grateful for that. So after 2020, which was a tough year in many ways.
Yes.
I said, I'm going to do something I want to do. And it was 2021, February. And I got it together. I realized it would be a lot of work, but I thought, I need this. And I said, I'm going to do it. And sure enough, I started in February and I've done it a year now. I've actually won awards and I have, you know, 113, I think people are listening from 113 countries at the last time I looked, but it's a wonderful feeling that I'm actually doing this again. So it came out of a sad thing, you know, it wasn't a great year 2020 for any of us, but came to be a wonderful thing that I've reinvented myself and I'm doing it, enjoying it.
I love it. I absolutely love the story. I love, to your point, about how you found something really amazing that came out of all of this, you know, this very difficult year with all of these challenges. And I like how you said, well, then I just started it in February of 2021. But what did you know about podcasting? Like, how did you, I mean, you know, you don't just say, oh, okay. I mean, how did you actually, because and the reason I ask that is so many times we have dreams and there are things we want to do and we might talk about it and I want to do X or Y or Z, but sometimes talking about that dream and even being able to visualize it, but actually doing it, so sort of the how, mm-hmm. can hamper people, that
yeah.
they can get stuck and not get all the way there. That's why I really want to know, like, how did
okay.
you do it?
I have to think myself, but, you know, I wrote a book, Places I Remember, as you mentioned, Tales, Truth, Delights from 100 Countries, and I did the audio version of it in 2020. And early 2020, and I liked my voice. I never did, but I heard myself back, and I thought, gee, that doesn't sound bad. I was kind of surprised. And then I just was listening to podcasts a little bit, and then I thought, well, you know, I had been on you know, some radio shows. I was on the Travel Channel for a little while back in the 80s, and I sort of could do this a little, I think. But then I said to myself, but you're so old. My goodness, you're probably the oldest podcaster there is. And I thought, should I really start this? And then my son said, absolutely, just go for it. He's always been, you know, pushing me a little bit and saying, you know, you like trends. You're on trend usually. And my two sons really were very supportive. And my husband was very supportive. And I said, I'm going to do it. So it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, as you know. And it might not have worked, but I was not afraid to try. So I just wanted to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that fearlessness is such an important quality as we age, no matter what we're doing. It doesn't matter whether we're podcasting or traveling somewhere new where we haven't been. Maybe we've never even been out of the country. And we said, I'm going to take a trip, even if it's to Canada or Mexico, and it's not that far away. But I think that when we can find that quality within us and that willingness, again, it really also dips into the curiosity we were talking about, combined with this, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to try this. Because I always think, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? I can always stop if it doesn't work out.
Right, and nobody might listen. I figured right. If it's really bad, no one will listen to it anyway, so I'm fine. And I'm not afraid to fail, as I said. And you know, you mentioned about boldness and going forth to places you might not have been. I wrote a book in 2005 called Solo Traveler. I was solo much of my adult life, and I traveled by myself many places. And I think that helped. Because when you can do that, you're able to do other things. You know, it's not so hard to eat by yourself or go to a movie by yourself or do a podcast. You realize you can do it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I can completely relate. I went on my first solo trips. My first one was to Australia and New Zealand.
I did that solo as well.
It was wonderful. And, you know, I will tell you this, though. Like, I was backpacking, but apparently I didn't really understand what backpacking was because I had a backpack and a suitcase I was dragging with me.
Oh,
so
my.
That was a little lost on me. But, you know, I got better after that.
That's cute. That's cute.
But there is something so powerful about when we go out on our own and when you feel comfortable asking questions. You know, it's easy to get lost when you're traveling, even when you're with someone else, but then you have to do it all yourself. But I think you can get much more comfortable with that. And yes. I agree. It makes you feel bolder and
empowered.
More brave.
The word
empowered.
Used to be empowered, yeah. And that is what you feel. And it empowers you to do other things, like podcasts.
Yeah. And it really does. And it's funny you should mention that, because one of my guests I had on in season two, Natalie, traveled around the world by herself when she turned like 60. She'd retired early and she just brought like a carry-on bag with her. And she'd never traveled by herself before.
Wow.
And it was such a great experience. And now she's making, this is the person that's going to move to Portugal to retire. But she's making, I mean, it really emboldened her about so many parts of her life.
Oh, yes.
And that's
a great thing. It is. I say if you just are not sure you can do it, start off with a long weekend in a city maybe that you're familiar with and see if you like it. It's very bold to go the whole way around the world the first time. But just even if you take a short trip, see if you like it. And there, of course, there are many groups. There are so many tours nowadays of women who are on their own, women and men. And it's lots of fun. I've done those and it's great. Girls trip.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what's great now is that there are so many different ways that we can travel and you can choose to do it by yourself. You can choose to do it with a group. As you said, you can find a group that really is sort of your people, right? Kindred
Absolutely.
Spirits, whatever that is. And that makes it so exciting.
Absolutely.
So I love that you just were like, I'm going to do it. Because the thing about podcasting I found, and you can tell me if you've had a similar experience, is that it takes way more time than I ever imagined it would. It's not just like recording an interview like we're doing now.
That's the fun part.
I know. Right? That is my favorite part. Talking to people. But yeah, then it's all the
research
other stuff.
And then you have the marketing after. It can take forever. It never stops. You can always market more, and you have to market. No one will find you if you don't. So yeah, you have to factor that in. And I don't love all aspects of it. I love the meeting of the people and researching and stuff, but I don't love marketing, but you have to do it if you want people to hear it.
Exactly. And apparently you're doing it because I met you on Twitter and you reached out to me and said, hey, I've got a reinvention story.
Yeah. Well, you're marketing very well. That's why I found you. So yeah, you're doing the right thing there. You have to. Yeah.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. And it is many, many different aspects of it. Are you loving this episode as much as me? The wisdom that Leah is sharing, the idea that at 79, she started her podcast. That is so cool. I love it. And if you are loving on the Reinvention Rebels podcast too, would you mind doing me a little favor? I would be so appreciative if you would take a couple of moments to leave me a review. Do you know that reviews make it easier for people to find the Reinvention Rebels podcast? And don't we want as many people as possible to get inspired about what's possible later in life? You can do it in simple ways with Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or you can even leave me a comment on reinventionrebels.com, my website. So thanks in advance. I really appreciate your time and your support. What would you say has been the most rewarding part of your reinvention, this most recent reinvention that you are just loving, besides, of course, doing the podcast and now you're, you know, to kind of fill the void of travel? What else have you gotten from this?
Well, I love hearing the stories of the guests that I get on there because it makes me feel so much better about people. There's so many bad things going on in the news and the world and all. And here we have people who I choose who have done things and survived things. And I listen to their stories and I learn and I enjoy it and I feel better. So, for example, I just did at my 50th episode was a Holocaust survivor. There are very few of them left, but he had the most amazing story. I will never forget it. And I've had so much response to it. And it's just precious. I also interviewed a woman who survived living in a village in the Arctic with her husband, and they had a terrible time. They had a fire and all kinds of things happening to them. That was episode 42. Her name is Deanne Birch. She wrote a book about it, and it was amazing because she was a very proper lady, very comfortable, and she managed to live in this isolated village and get through a terrible situation. And it was very, I don't know, it was, I felt very privileged, I guess would be a word, to hear this. And I felt better about people. We have such reserve in us. We don't know that. And then I interviewed a man who summited Mount Everest, and that's wonderful, but he also survived the worst earthquake in Nepal's history while he was on Everest. And he made it through, and he helped others. And his name is Jim Davidson. That was episode 21. And just hearing his story, he's such a positive person and such a wonderful man. It just felt, you know, terrific to hear it. And so this is the kind of thing that I gained from podcasting, is the stories of people who have done things of this sort and just people who enjoy their life. And, you know, we don't all climb Mount Everest, but we do our own little Mount Everest, whatever it may be.
We do. You know? We do. I hear that. And I haven't listened to all the episodes. I've listened to several of them. So I'm going to have to tune in. And I'll put links in the show notes to all of the episodes you just mentioned.
Thank you.
So people can easily access them because they just sound fantastic. And I must go listen to them. One of the things that really strikes me about your podcast, listening to just a few of the episodes, is this connection with your guest and really this connection to the human spirit. That's what I hear you saying when you're talking to these extraordinary guests who are, you know, ordinary people just like you and me. It's not like they're generally rich and famous people, but people that are willing to get out there to have adventures, to experience life and the things that happen to them when they do. And it does remind me that there are great people out there that, and I think that that's so important these days. I think we, so many of us are seeking that.
Well, I think we have greatness in it, in us. And I think some of these people didn't know it and they found it out, you know, through their travels or through their experiences. And that's what's so interesting, because you just see them, you know, on the street, or you talk to them and you wouldn't know their story, but there are stories. We all have stories if we think about it, you know, especially if you live long enough, you have many stories. And so that's what I take away from this, that there's so much that we have within us. And I think travel is one way to expand our horizons and make us maybe stretch ourselves a little more and deal with life full on, you know, with all senses alert. That's why people love it, because you're aware and you feel alive when you travel.
Absolutely. It's so true. It really just tunes you in to so many different things and people and how people live in other places, that it's not just like how they live in one country, wherever we might be from. And that alone is fascinating and eye-opening.
It is eye-opening. We're all the same, but we're all a little different. It's a wonderful combination of the two. And you have kindred souls wherever you go. I've met people all over the world. You know, I might just talk to a server in a restaurant in Thailand or something. And, you know, I feel like I know this person. They have the same sense of humor I do. And they just think the way I do. You just never know. You just can't tell, you know, that you have to open your mind. I think if you open your mind and your heart when you travel, you get a lot more out of it. You know,
absolutely.
Opens it
absolutely.
Up.
Yep. Oh, I agree so much. You also mentioned something else that really struck me, which was this idea that we all have greatness inside of us. Maybe we don't know it yet.
Right.
And that's what I see in a lot of the women I talk to, the Reinvention Rebels, who have figured that out.
Yeah.
And I think by them sharing their stories, as you are doing right now, it helps other women or men or anyone else who's listening sometimes have a light bulb moment to think, huh, well, if Leah can do this, if Leah can start a podcast at 79, when I'm sure some of your friends are off doing whatever, relaxing.
Well, they're showing pictures of their grandchildren, which is fine.
Yes, which is great.
Playing bridge, which is fine.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that for me is not enough. And I think we're all different. I don't judge anybody. You know, everybody's got their own way of finding pleasure. And for me, I still have to do things that push me a bit. It's just still there.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it is. And I didn't know till later. I think I grew up in a time in the 1940s and 1950s when women really didn't have the opportunities they have now. I knew I would be a teacher because smart girls were teachers and nice girls were nurses. That was kind of the thing, you know. And I guess I was a little smarter than I was nice or whatever it was, but I just figured I'd be a teacher. And that was about it. And I didn't really discover myself till my 50s. I really didn't. I mean, I traveled and so forth, but I really, since my 50s, I think I've done a lot more. I think most of the books I've written have been after 55, and much of the experience I've had is after then. So, I mean, it just depends. Some people, I think nowadays, women find themselves a little earlier. That's great. But it took a while. I didn't have mentors. I didn't have many mentors at all. And that hurt. I think it's great if you can mentor someone, because it takes, you know, it just absolutely makes a person bloom if somebody's there to say, you know, you're doing great. You know, try this or try that. Nobody really was doing that back then so much. So for me, at least.
I like that you were resilient. You figured it out. You're able to find your path. And I think at the end of the day, if we have mentors, it's great. If we don't, that's fine too. But I do believe we all have the capacity, if we have the desire, to uncover our own greatness, whatever that might be, which I know is different for everybody. And I love that you've continue to grow and change and really evolve, taking this passion you have and building on this and really staying connected and being able to now share these amazing stories with people all around the world. That's fabulous.
Well, I think one thing is older age, you get to be more wise. I really am more wise. There's no question. I have more stories. I've had more life. So right. It's a shame not to share it. This is the best I've been in that case because I didn't have all the stories that I have now. And I haven't learned all that before. I was, you know, curious and fine and all that. But I think as I've gotten older, I appreciate it. I'm embracing it. I'm leaning into it. I think that's an important thing when you get older. Lean into it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be ashamed of it. You know, I my hair is gray right now. It's great. I don't care. And I tell people my age. I'm proud of it. And I think with people who can do that, I think you feel better about yourself. And people around you seem to respond very well. If they see someone older who's positive and, you know, yes. going forth, they're very wonderful about it.
Yeah. And I think what's great is you're being your authentic self. And I think that when we can be our true selves, that's the most freeing feeling of all. So I love that.
Well, you're
showing
still
up
you.
Like this.
You're always you. I don't know
exactly.
how old I am. I'm still me, you know, and if somebody yeah. asked me, I wouldn't know. I'm just whoever I am at whatever age, but it isn't any different except perhaps, as I said, more stories.
Right. I am curious about any challenges you might have had as you've been reinventing yourself. You've had so many discoveries and aha moments that led to other things and these reinventions, but have you found any of it to be challenging in any ways?
Well, time is challenging because you are aware as you get older, the preciousness of time. You need a lot of time to do this. Not everybody has it. You know, I'm very lucky that way. I appreciate that. I know that. You need energy. And that's one thing that perhaps I don't have quite as much of as I did. So I have to pace myself. It's a challenge. I would love to do even more, I suppose, but I pace myself. And so I have to keep those things in mind. I was doing one a week. I did my first 50 were one a week. And now I'm doing one every other week. It isn't that I don't love it and I'm doing fine with it. It just gives me more time to enjoy it. So I'm, you know, pacing. And I think that's something that is a good idea for everybody. See what you can do and don't push too hard. You know, push back, come back a bit if it's too, if you're not enjoying it. You know, that's the thing. You want to enjoy what you're doing. It shows when you enjoy it.
It really does. And that's such wise, you know, such wisdom, because sometimes I think we push ourselves really hard, especially women. We want to do everything perfectly. And we spend a lot of time in our heads, you know, ruminating over things, which I don't think is always a valuable experience. So I like this idea of sometimes we need to take a step back or we can readjust. It doesn't have to be the way we even start out forever.
No, I think it's great that we have the capacity to do that and take advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love your mindset. And mindset is something I talk a lot about with my guests because they have this expansive, limitless mindset that they set their sights on something and they figure out how to make that happen. And they figure out the how, as you have done. You said, I'm going to have a podcast. I don't know anything about podcasting, but I can learn how to podcast, which you have done so beautifully. What advice do you have for women who haven't quite gotten to that mindset that you have, that we can reinvent ourselves in any age or any stage? Do you have any advice you might share with someone who's like, I want to dip my toe in, but I'm a little apprehensive and I have an idea, but I don't know.
I would say find people who are doing it. You know, if there's something that you love, maybe, you know, join a group where others are doing it. You know, get support in some way. If you can't, it's hard. It's hard to go out there and do it without support. And I think sometimes many of us who grew up, as I said, in an earlier time, you know, we have a mindset about ourselves that maybe is a little bit less than we are. And we can find ourselves at any age. I think it's great if you find yourself at 60 or 70 or whatever. I have a friend who always wanted to do a cabaret show, and she managed to do it at 63. She set it all up, and she just did it. It was a one-time thing, but she did it. and had a manager and everything and worked for a year to do it. And she you know, had a dream and she did it. I have another friend traveled with her. She learned to play the harmonica, the mouth harp, mouth organ at 75, I think. And she went, we went up to Canada and she was jamming with all these groups and she's terrific. And she loves it. And she learned it in her 70s. And who would know, you know, if you, she just wasn't afraid to try it. But I think some people, it's harder. You need people supporting you. And there are groups of all kinds. You can find them all over social media and so forth who maybe are doing something you want to do and start in there. And people love to support people who are trying new things, especially at an older age. They're very supportive.
You're right about that. I like that we can find what I call guides on the side, people who are open and excited. And when you tell them you have a dream or this goal, that they're all in, which reminds me of what you said earlier when you said your sons were encouraging you to do the podcast and your husband was encouraging you to do the podcast. And what I've just had a conversation with one of my recent guests was the idea that reinvention is a team sport.
It takes a village, yeah.
Right? It takes a village. And I know sometimes we think, oh, I'm going to reinvent myself and I'm going to just do it myself. But it is amazing what happens when we tell other people about our dream or our goal and we invite them in to support us, that we don't have to do it all by ourselves.
Right. I think a lot of people will say, don't do it. You know, oh, why bother? You know, as I said, don't listen to that if you want to do it. Go to the ones who are saying, yeah, you can do it. Come on. Yeah, look toward that. Don't look toward the negative. Look to the positive. Keep moving. One of my comments always is to keep moving. It goes for travel because you literally are moving, but it goes in general to life. Just keep moving. And, you know, it'll get you there. Keep smiling, keep moving, ask questions. Those work.
Yeah, absolutely. Those things all work. And I think you're right that, especially the idea about the naysayers, that there will be people who will say, well, why would you want to do that? Or I would never do that. Or do you think that's a good idea, Leah?
I heard plenty of that.
I bet you did, because I've heard plenty of that myself. And it's interesting because one of my guests is someone who decided to move with her family to Spain from the U.S. And they got this idea. They really wanted to do it. Her husband was Spanish, but he hadn't lived there since, you know, he was a young adult. So he'd never really, you know, spent any time there since then, or very limited time. And you can imagine so many people were like, well, why would you quit your good job to go do that? I mean, you know, you're going to have a pension, you've got retirement. Why would you give up your life? And so often I think that sometimes it's people's own uncertainties or limitations that they project onto us.
Right.
So your idea of steering clear as much as we can of naysayers, or just kind of taking it in and letting it go out the other side.
Right. Take it as a competition, or take it as a sort of a, okay, if you say I can't, I'm going to show you I can. Turn it around.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally love that. As we wrap up, Leah, I want to ask you what other nugget you might want to share with reinvention rebels in training, or people who are like, I'm listening to Leah's story. I am very inspired. I love the fact that she started her podcast at 79. I'm kind of thinking, what could I do? What would you tell them about being unapologetic about whatever that thing is that they desire?
Well, I think if you're happy, you make others happy. Sometimes we think, oh, I can't do that. It's selfish or self-centered. I've got other things I should be doing. But if people see you happy, that usually makes them happy. I've noticed that in my life when I'm content and doing something that I like, other people are smiling about it. So don't be afraid to do that for yourself. Again, older people, older women, many of us have spent a lot of time giving and doing things that maybe we didn't want to do all the time, but you know, we get used to that a little bit, but just think about yourself, enjoy it. Don't be afraid to enjoy it. It's your time. It's your prime. Go for it. go for it and open your mind and heart. As I said, keep your mind active and your heart open and just enjoy your life, and others around you will be happier as well.
Love that. You said it's your time, it's your prime. Thank you. That is brilliant. I love it.
We can have another podcast.
I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know people who are listening are thinking, where can I find out more about Leah? This woman is fierce and fabulous. Tell our listeners how they can find you.
Well, the first place, of course, is my website, and most everything is on there. It's Places I Remember, LeahLane.com. And Leah Lane is spelled LEALANE. So if you go to Places I Remember, LeahLane.com, you'll find most things on there. I write 5 pieces a month for Forbes.com. You can go over there and search for me. I'm always writing about travel there. And on Twitter, I'm at Leah Lane. That's an easy one. And on Facebook, I have a page, Places I Remember with Leah Lane. And that's about it. I think you can find me in one of those. There are other places that I'm not going to mention, though. But yeah.
I love it. I love it. Plenty of places to connect with you, Leah. And all of this is in the show notes. So if you feel like I didn't quite get it all down, don't worry. You can just look at the links, tap on them, and go directly to Leah's website and her different social media accounts. Hear more. And I really encourage you to listen to her podcast. It is fantastic. I know some of you are travel buffs and you love to travel. And I've had so many people, even on my podcast, that are big into travel and the adventure of it, like myself. And then other people that are just curious. And I think you can't help but be inspired by listening to some of the stories and listening to your guests.
Yeah, I've had wonderful guests. I really have. I think that's helped immensely.
I agree. Leah, I cannot thank you enough for gracing me with your presence, for sharing your Reinvention Rebel story, for encouraging all of us and reminding us that really anything is possible.
That's right. At any time.
Yes.
Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate your show. It's great. Wow. Really enjoyed this.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I'm grateful you were here and I hope you soaked up all kinds of wisdom. You want to stay in touch? I am super busy and loving my time on social media talking about reinvention. You can find me on Facebook, my Reinvention Rebels page, on Instagram, the same thing, Reinvention Rebels, and on Twitter, I'm at Rebels Reinvent. Let's get social and let's get inspired together. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help as your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast. I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your Reinvention Rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible. And I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.